Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Conservatives, go ahead and celebrate. You can celebrate. It's not mean-spirited when I talk about you celebrating. And you're going, Kevin, celebrate what? I'm telling you, celebrate what's going on right now in your life. Celebrate that everything you do is a fight for the truth, and the truth is finally coming out. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, the Democrats, the leftists, they can't get up and celebrate anything. They get up in sheer terror. They are waking up from a nightmare into a nightmare. Their subconscious is their conscious. See, we are not selfish in our endeavors when we speak of the greater good. We fully understand this concept and we embrace it. But for the left, the greater good is the greater self. They don't care about what's going on in the world. They don't care about helping blacks and Latinos or women or whatever other special interests they claim they want to support. It is quite the opposite. So when bad things befall these selfish sons of guns, I don't feel bad for them. I'm telling you right now, don't get caught up in the emotion that you might want to feel, which is sympathy. You might want to sympathize with Joe Biden for the things that's going on in his life. You might want to sympathize with Nancy Pelosi at some point. Whomever. Pick the leftist. You might want to sympathize with Anthony Weiner when he had his problems, right? Because you get it. You understand. Boy, that's a career ender. Whatever it may be, don't get caught up in it. No. Celebrate right now what is happening to the left. Think of their bad results as the good part of an intervention, you know, an intervention that actually worked, where we sat them down and said, hey, look, we're cutting you off. You're not going to be able to run over here and get a little money from this person. Dad's not going to pay for your car. You know, your sister's not going to give you any food. You're going to get off the dope or you're on your own. And then you're going to go to this treatment clinic. The conservative, you know, politics treatment center, and you're going to go clean yourself up and you're going to learn out what the greater good is. And what we are experiencing right now, if you're going to do it right, is it's that feeling where somebody finally breaks down and goes, I'm sorry, I hurt all of you. And they start crying and they accept the love that you've been offering, that tough love. What have we warned leftists about for decades? What have you warned them about? Have we talked to them about what illegal immigration would do? Have we talked to them about stop cheating in elections so we can actually get the will of the people and obey the Constitution? Have we taught them about letting criminals go back on the street and this soft policy they have on violent crime, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, what other lessons can we teach them? I know this, my biggest warning for leftists revolves around them learning that they could be wrong. I'm not telling them to accept that they're wrong. I'm asking them to accept the concept that they might be wrong. See, that's what I work on. When somebody says to me, blah, 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 and I have my retort, I think, before you do that retort, ask yourself, Kevin, are you wrong? Could you be wrong? Because that makes you go do a little bit deeper dive. Now, I've spoken on this often, on this particular thing often, and let me tell you why I do that. I do that because I don't like the feeling of being wrong. In fact, I hate it. Don't we all wish, sometimes I wish you guys could interpret my language when I do that, when I put all those words together. some point in my life. I'm going to ask it for you, but isn't there a time in your life where you wish you'd follow the advice of somebody that you respect, that care about, and you knew they had no agenda, The only thing they could possibly want is what's best for you. See, that is the nature of how you learn to trust. The reason why if your parents are good parents, a kid finally grows up and goes, man, I really appreciate my parents, is because your parents, the only skin in the game they have is yours. They're not trying to finagle you. It's not like Gary Coleman's kids where they're like, yeah, little different strokes is making us a lot of money. Most parents are going, little Jimmy's costing us a lot of money. We're investing in his future. We want him to make good decisions. And that's it. Now, you could have the ulterior motive of saying, my kids might have to take care of me one day. Well, if you're a good parent, yeah, that is the only agenda item you might have. But that just means little Jimmy did okay in life. How many athletes go, yeah, I just want to buy my mama a house. I'm going to buy my daddy his favorite car. You know, that's what you're aiming for. But even with that, it isn't like I didn't raise my kids going, man, one of these days they're going to buy me a house. I raise them with one of these days, I hope they have the ability to buy me a house. Anyway, we've all dismissed the advice of somebody who cared about us and had no agenda. That somebody who cared enough to warn us about life, love, the pursuit of happiness. That boy ain't no good. How many girls do you think have been told that by parents? Stay away. He's a bad dude. That guy is going to ruin your life. He's not going to be good for you. But you win anyway. Or that girl, she's trouble. We ignored him. Maybe it was a business deal somebody tried to talk you out of. And they used logic. But you led with your heart. I just want to make couture for Guatemalan midgets. It's just my passion. Somebody went, what? You want to make clothes for Guatemalan midgets? And you, I just love them. We try to stop horrible things that we know will come from bad decisions, and we do this because of love. When I'm talking to my youngest son, and I've told this story a few times, but one of the things that when I was training him to fight, and he's wanting to train. And so I train him, and then as soon as I say something, well, I think about this, and maybe you should go this way. And I go, yeah, well, one of us has multiple black belts, and the other doesn't know jack and needs training. Now, you tell me which one you are. So I'm training him. He's pushing back. And finally, it gets to the point where I say, look, I know how to do this. I've done it for decades. Either you're going to keep your mouth shut, and you're going to accept the training, or you're going to go get your butt kicked. But here's what I will tell you. If you keep running your mouth and I don't train you, you're going to get out in the real world and somebody is going to challenge you. They're going to challenge your manhood in some kind of way. Or you may just need this thing that I'm teaching you. How about you just accept what I tell you is for the greater good?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Biden polling, it had me curious. And the reason is, he was already upside down big time prior to his presser, where he essentially forgot his son's birth hospital and was trying to clean up what the special counsel had reported about him being old and senile. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. 17.4 points upside down as of February the 8th. Keep in mind, this is pre-special counsel report. And I gave you the numbers. In some polling, Joe Biden is at 33% approval, 65% disapproval. Now, that's a 32-point differential. But he's in the best of circumstances, in the average polling, Joe Biden is 17.4 upside down. Now, we've looked at Trump polling versus Biden, and I've got a thing here. I took a screenshot because I wanted to see what people are saying. And you'll see, Trump and Biden in a neck and neck, they're in a tie, whatever. That, don't believe the hype. Absolute abject nonsense. And that's why Joe Biden's on his way out. But They still got to, the Democrats always have to have an escape plan. They can't just do the obvious, which is to say, let's just do the 25th Amendment because Joe Biden is absolutely stone cold crazy. Here's what they reported, though. This is the Florida Daily. Reports from a recent Rasmussen poll, National Rasmussen, telephone and online survey revealed 59% of voters think Biden is losing his mental sharpness. Whatever. 61% suspect the media are trying to cover up for his cognitive decline. An excerpt from Rasmussen's summary reads, 61% believe it's likely the news and media helping cover up declining mental sharpness. 45% consider a cover-up very likely. 36% don't think it's likely the media are trying to hide evidence. Sometimes you read these polls and you go, who's doing this? If you're going to do a poll, please have some idea of what's going on. They said men at 61% more than women, 57%, see Biden as becoming less mentally sharp. How do you miss this? Seriously, how do you miss it? I don't know how you could watch, unless you're not paying attention. And look, I get it. Everybody's not inside the echo chamber as we are. They're not in the cocoon. And I do call it a cocoon of ignorance because it can be that. If you get too caught up in your own ideology and you never step back to look at what's going on, it is a cocoon of ignorance because you do need to test yourself. Terry and I were talking about this the other day. Terry runs Spreely.com, where you're going to see a lot of our work beginning. Well, it's already there. But we were talking about it. And he says, Kevin, people don't understand. If you bring people on your show and all they do is agree with you, it's not going to make for a very interesting show. You have to bring people on who disagree with you. And I told him he's right. I would love to feature a show with a leftist where we just go at it. We talk about these issues. Wouldn't you rather do that than just, I mean, we're in an echo chamber, but I'm also going to tell you when they get it right. I want you to understand that I want the truth to come out. By the way, if you know of a leftist who's willing to enter the dragon, not to go all Bruce Lee on you, but if you know of a leftist that wants to be a part of this program, I would love to feature him. Let's talk it through. I look at it as it's free psychotherapy for them. I'm Dr. Filling them without them actually having to pay the money. I'm happy to do it. I love doing it. And by the way, if you disagree, as conservatives, we disagree with nuance. I don't think we disagree with the outcome, but we may disagree with nuance, how to approach things. I know most people do not have the guts to wear my gear because when I put on a shirt that says, I will whoop your butt and I support Trump, or we have one that says, Trump, so screw you, you know, something like that. And we were going to design one in tougher language. I forget, I got to talk to Chris about it. But the point is, we're telling you, I'm for Trump. And I'm daring you to do something about it. When I was in New York, I told my son, film me. I put on a Trump hat. And we walked through Times Square, and people would kind of stare. My son was videotaping, so they're looking at it. I can only imagine these New Yorkers who supposedly don't like Donald Trump. And I'm wearing this hat, and it just says Trump. And I'm walking through, and my son's filming. So you have to know, this dude is walking through Times Square with a Trump hat on, and his kid is filming. So either he's NSA, FBI or something, or he's a pretty bad dude. Because what I was saying is, I'm not worried about what you think about my opinion of myself. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I dare somebody to come up to me. Now, if you want to have a conversation, and I'll tell you, we ended up having one conversation. And it was a Trump supporter. And the guy goes, wow, he goes, it was a beanie. He goes, oh, you're wearing that beanie. And I was like, yeah. And I go, what are your thoughts? And he goes, well, takes guts. But he looked through and he goes, I agree with you. And I knew it. I knew he agreed. And most of the people around me agreed. Take some guts. Anyway, this poll, men 61%, 51% of women. I don't get it. But as a pundits may ultimately agree that one of the most remarkable aspects of the poll is how the belief in Biden's mental decline transcends race. Majorities of every racial category, 59% of whites, 58% of blacks, 61% of other minorities, say Biden is getting less and less sharp. So this is one of these issues that is, you know, it's not going to go away. This is one that is across all boundaries. They said when voters are polled and categorized according to income, only 39% of voters in the highest bracket earning more than $200,000 believe that his sharpness is declining, whereas two-thirds of voters with annual incomes between 30 to 50K view Biden as becoming less and less. So in other words, the less money you make, the sharper you are. Maybe it's because you aren't paying attention to the prices of stuff. Let me tell you, if you're making 200 grand a year, that isn't enough for you to dismiss Bidenflation. Let me give you some of these topics, these headlines that came up when we did this Biden search. Biden versus Trump. New poll suggests dead heat, but one candidate's decisive lead under, and then it cuts off, so I can't tell you what the rest was. Here's another one. Analysis. The 2024 campaign gets grimmer with Trump's extremism on full display alongside that stops. Here's another one. Biden's age, mental acuity, impacting election chances, becoming media focus after tough special, and it was special counsel, I'm sure. Here's the next one. Trump versus Biden. National poll shows slight advantage for one candidate in tight race. I love it. You know, it cracked me up. For one candidate. I wonder which one has a slight lead. What is a slight advantage? These people are incorrigible. Here's the next one. Overwhelming majority of Americans think Biden is too old for another term. Poll. Here's the next one. Biden hits out at Trump after jibe about Haley's husband. Here's another one. Overwhelming majority of people think that he's too old. That was ABC and The Hill who said that. And by the way, the numbers who think he's too old, 86%.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Back on set at Comedy Central's Daily Show, just in time for an election year.
We're going to have so much we're going to talk about this year. Obviously, the elections. Maybe we'll talk about China. Maybe we'll talk about AI. Maybe something a little lighter, Israel-Palestine. Who knows?
Comedian Jon Stewart returned to the show Monday night as a guest host, where he will remain on a weekly basis throughout the year. The Daily Show is using guest hosts while it searches for the next permanent host since Trevor Noah's departure back in 2022. The NFL considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had nothing but praise for Las Vegas on Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime during the first ever Super Bowl that was held in Sin City on Sunday. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
See President Biden as a sympathetic and forgetful old man. Joining me now from House Oversight and House Armed Services Committees, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, your thoughts on what we saw this week with regards to President Biden.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for having me on. And you know what it was? It was a really bad week for Joe Biden, and he was already suffering in the polls. He was about 18 points underwater with his favorabilities, and this certainly won't help at all. And the thing is, the White House is trying to spin this, but you can't spin the fact that he's a very old 81. There are some people that are very spry at that age. He's just not one of them. And to forget things like when, and it's very tragic, when his son died, forget the year and not even come close to knowing when that happened, those are kinds of things that are seared into someone's memory. And not knowing when his vice presidential term began and when it ended.
Joe Biden's decline is finally the talk of the town. Wow. Surprised anybody? I mean, who knew that this man would fall so fast? Who knew Joe Biden was in such bad shape? I don't know. Maybe this black man did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It's funny to me how the classified documents case that was supposed to bring Donald Trump to his knees is ultimately going to bring down Joe Biden. Go ahead, folks. Have a chuckle. Celebrate. I've been telling you, you need to learn how to celebrate. That's right. Don't let it go. How many times do you really get to just let it all hang out? Think about it. You live your life, man. You got the kids. You got your issues that, you know, you got to take care of a spouse. Maybe you're taking care of a parent. You got your job issues and all that. When do you, as an adult, get to just let your hair down? This is it. I'm going to tell you, we need to turn on some music right now. Everybody get up and just do your best dance that you ever did. And I know it's tragic for some of you white people, but go ahead, watch a video. But go party. This is our time to party. I want to remind you what Joe Biden said about Donald Trump with the classified documents.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
That was before they checked out old Captain Demento, and then they found out, I mean, when they laid him out on the floor, you know, Donald Trump had him behind lock and key. I don't know if you've ever been to Mar-a-Lago. I've been. It's not like any other resort. I feel like you're in Cuba or North Korea at times, because you can't just go anywhere. You know, everywhere Trump is very restricted. And I don't know where they had the data, but I can tell you this. It wasn't in the garage by one of Trump's Corvettes. It wasn't at some think tank, which I always chuckle when I think about Joe Biden having a think tank. But Joe Biden had classified documents in 6 locations. He had multiple staffers who handled them. What level of security did they have? Has anybody really looked into that? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. My voice gets high when I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm celebrating. Yeah. It's irresponsible, Joe Biden said. Totally irresponsible. Could disclose, you know, data or sources and methods. Unless it's him, of course. And then we can forgive him because he's old and senile. And as you consider this case where Joe Biden essentially outed himself because Trump, unlike Joe Biden, had every reason to take those documents. Joe Biden didn't. He wasn't a president. He was a senator and a vice president. And he doesn't even remember when he was vice president. But when you consider this case, consider what they told you about the election of 2020. Think about it. Joe Biden, what would he say about that if his brain, in a slip of the brain? He'd tell us what we already know. They cheated. And by the way, 2020 election was supposed to crush the life out of Donald Trump. Then, when that didn't do it, they'd already contrived J6. They said, we'll do January 6th, Trump will fight it, and we will use him contesting a cheated election against him. If he says anything, I don't think I lost. Oh, it's an insurrection. He doesn't believe it. Now, we got video, audio, across the land. Of every single Democrat out there going in 2016, Hillary Clinton was cheated. She was cheated. She was. But no, that's not an insurrection. That's just the right talk there. That's everything that's supposed to be good about that. But if Trump says, I think they cheated. I don't even think they cheated. I know they cheated. And when the American citizens go unarmed and march and say, we believe he was cheated. Oh, look at these insurrectionists. It was the worst thing since the Civil War. How do you feel now? I don't need to feel vindicated. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need to feel vindicated. I know when I'm right. And let me tell you, when they come up and go, oh, well, Biden is feeble. I don't go, yeah, see, I told you. I already knew. I don't need to celebrate what I already know. I've been celebrating it for the whole time. I'm just glad you finally realized it. The left is finally getting a dose of their own medicine. J6. The Democrats using their fake insurrection to get Donald Trump. How's it working out for him? They tried to get him with these classified documents. And who got bit? Who got snake bit? Old senile Joe. Front and center now. What I'm telling you, pay attention, folks. Here's what I'm telling you. J6 is going to be revealed. The election of 2000 is going to be revealed. Climate farce is going to be revealed. All these are coming to light. What about this border? And what is Joe Biden? Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. Now that's Donald Trump's fault, everybody. Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault, Nancy Pelosi. It's Trump's fault. All these older, you know, these people that have retired are coming out of the woodwork. Well, the border issue is really Donald Trump's fault. You know what people are remembering? People are remembering when Donald Trump was president, he stopped it. He was the guy that wanted to build the wall. How are you going to sell that? What a level of desperation you have to be when you think, I mean, they think they can create a lie right before your face. We're going to change the narrative. Donald Trump is the reason that all these illegals are coming. The man who said, and the Mexicans are coming across the border. The guy who was supposed to be xenophobic and racist because he was going to stop the Mexicans from coming across the border. Now it's his fault. He suddenly wants the Mexicans. These people crack me up, boy. I love it. Where are the party? I want the party hat. I want the little thing that rolls out when you blow it, the little yazoo, whatever you call it. I want the party atmosphere because we should be partying like maniacs right now. Here's what this guy writes. The thunderous blind rage with which the Democrats and their media stooges are greeting the special counsel report on Joe Biden is a thing to behold. What's this guy's name? I got to get his name. This is so well written. His name is Michael Goodwin. I should remember that because that's one of my cousin-in-law's names. With apologies to Jack Nicholson and a few good men, they can't handle the truth. It's as if Dems and their handmaidens really believe Biden was fit for duty, that the stumbling, mumbling, confusion, and hiding were normal.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer during this. My memory is fine. The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
A solid meeting the Mitterrand from Germany, I mean from France, looked at me and said,
elderly man with a poor memory.
I said, I'm going to be a president for everybody who's living in a red state or a green state.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
159,000 billion dollars left. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in. What am I doing here? One, two.
A well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
Joe Biden exposed, and people act like it's something new. This has been going on for 3 years. It's been going on longer than that, to be honest with you. But certainly in the 3 years, in the year leading up to the run for the presidency, Joe Biden demonstrated every single thing we talked about. Look, when Joe Biden was considered functional, he was still making gas. And I'm not talking little gas. I'm talking big gas, racist gas, things that would make sure you would never get elected. And they planted this vegetable in the office anyway. We'll be back.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is in trouble. The left let him open up that big fat gaff trap one time too many. And now you see why they locked that sucker in the basement in 2020 and let Dominion do their dirty work. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about an article written by a gentleman named Michael Goodwin. He writes for the New York Post. And he's essentially explaining this whole situation. And in a very clever way, I feel like we've channeled each other here because we write in the same style. Or maybe it's just that this particular situation already has built-in snark. The idea that the Democrats laid a trap for Trump. By the way, I don't know if most people know this. Donald Trump's classified document issue was not an issue. Joe Biden retroactively made what Trump did. He said, we're going to make him, I don't know how to explain it, but he retroactively said that what Trump, the documents Trump took were classified. Trump had declassified them. Joe Biden reclassified them. Then they used the idea that Trump's now a private citizen, so go get him, and that he wasn't giving them to the archive. This is as contrived as January 6th was. And so in trying to set a trap for Trump, who, by the way, Joe Biden goes on 60 Minutes and says, it's just irresponsible. It's totally irresponsible what Trump did as president, which is something he could do. And then when the left go, you know what, we better cover our bases. We better make sure that Joe hasn't done it. And then they find six different places where Joe Biden left documents willy-nilly, handled by who knows who. Who could get to them? Anybody who wanted to. I love this. I love to watch the left kick themselves in their own naughty bits. This is exactly what should have happened. Anyway, Michael Goodman goes on. He says, and now they are wild with fury because they've been embarrassed by the revelation of explosive facts they should have known. He says that's a possibility, but not the likely one. A more reasonable view is that their fury stems from the fact that they, too, were part of a great con job. And their dirty little secret has been exposed by the devastating portrait of the president in Special Counsel Robert Hur's report. It doesn't take a press critic to realize most of the White House press corps spent 3 years covering up for Biden instead of covering him. Let's stop there for just a second and really think about this. That is such a true statement. I'm going to tell you, I don't care. Well, let's just use Donald Trump. He gets in his second term and he starts demonstrating the things that Biden's doing right now. I would have zero. There would be nothing that would stop me from saying, look, he's lost it. The press would eat him alive if Trump did anything close to what Biden's done. But this press covered up for a president in a time where we have information readily available at our fingertips. Every time we see him and he's slurring, and there are times when you see him and he's trying to be very vibrant and he's upset because they've doped him. And then you watch him literally within his 2-hour work day, by the end of his second hour, he's talking like this. He's like, well, yeah, you know he's being drugged, and they've covered for him. He says on the few occasions when they've allowed themselves to see his decrepitude, they quickly pivoted to defending him against those mean Republicans. That's what I said earlier. You have the Lincoln Project who wants to beat up on Donald Trump at every turn. You would think that this economy, all these things that are going on, are Trump's fault. This border invasion, the fentanyl crisis, all the things that are happening, it's all Trump's fault. By the way, I got called by a group. They said, Kevin, we want to deal with the fentanyl thing. And I said, okay, so what is fentanyl? Well, it's a terrible drug and all that. I go, yeah, great. So you tell me, Kevin, there's a fentanyl crisis. There's not in my house. I'm looking up and down my block. I don't see fentanyl. I don't see banned fentanyl. I don't go to the grocery store with signs. Fentanyl is a word. And I said, until you make it personal, it means nothing to me. It's like telling me that the tax base in Greece went up 1%. Okay, and? You got to be able to personalize it. Fentanyl is, if you want to tie it to the Chinese, tie it to the Chinese. You want to tell me how heinous it is? I want to see proof. Give me the pictures of teenagers dying. Give me the stories. Make me understand it. See, that's all we have to do. That's all we have to do about Joe Biden. Make people understand how that the DOJ says this guy isn't fit enough for us to prosecute him on actual crimes that people are in prison for, but he's good enough to run the country? No. He says, as a group, they are the least curious journalists ever, failing to even ask Biden about Biden's obvious decline. Instead, they did their Democratic duty by pretending that old Joe was a good guy doing his best in a troubled world that would be much worse if the fiendish Donald Trump got back into power. That is exactly how they describe it, too. They want you to believe if Donald Trump gets in, he'll be a dictator, it'll be Hitler all over again. And I always laugh and say, but wasn't he in there before? And remind me, how did he do? Because let me tell you, there are some brothers all over the country going, man, we want us some Donald Trump, baby. Where's that Donald Trump? We love Donald Trump, but Trump, who you for? Trump, 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 Trump. Go to a, you're not going to do it, white folks, but I'll do it for you. I'm going to do these. I'm going to do a series of these. I'm going to go to black neighborhoods, put up get a microphone and say, election's coming up. Who do you favor? And I'm going to guarantee you this. The overwhelming majority of black folks will tell you Donald Trump. First time in election, and it isn't just me. These are already being done. They favor Trump. Don't believe the hype. Why do you think the left wants so many Hispanics? New voters. Why do you think they fight to get them licenses and get them onto the voter rolls? Because they've lost the black vote. I'm not talking about blacks are going to vote 96% for Trump. If blacks vote 30-40% for Trump, game over. Believe it or not, it's much less than that. And Trump got more black votes in the last election than any president, I think up to Nixon or maybe Eisenhower. He was supposed to win, and of course he did, but he got cheated out of it. He goes on, this guy, Goodwin. He says, these are the people who continue, the press, to overlook Biden's involvement in son Hunter Biden's crooked business deals, preferring to paint a picture of him as a doting dad to a troubled boy. God, that is so true. You've heard me talk about it. I talked about it the other day. They want this Camelot thing. Look, Joe Biden is a doting dad because he knows how bad he screwed up with Hunter. That's the reason. Says, with the curtain pulled back by Biden's own Department of Justice, no less, the party and media must deal with a changing political landscape. Just so you guys are aware, I'm going to give you some numbers in the next hour. They're shocking. Shocking numbers. For anybody to believe that Joe Biden can come anywhere close to Donald Trump is ridiculous. Donald Trump did a rally in Conway, South Carolina. People lined up throughout the streets to see this guy. It is back to 2016 type activity. That's where it is. Donald Trump is now back to rock star status. This guy goes on, he says, the campaign will be polling furiously to see how much damage Biden has suffered from finding that he escaped charges on illegally keeping classified documents, largely because his memory was so poor that he would be a sympathetic defendant. And although her wrote of the uncovered evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials, he was not recommending criminal charges because he believes no jury would convict an elderly man with a poor memory. And then Goodwin writes this. Talk about killing with kindness. Biden's team, he says, tried to celebrate the fact that there would be no charges to draw a contrast with the pending federal case against Trump for similar offenses. But the celebration was quickly overwhelmed by the reaction to Herr's repeated citing of Biden's diminished cognitive functions. And you know the rest. This is the guy laying out all the things that you probably recognize for yourself, but he did so eloquently. I'm going to talk about the polling of this. I looked at this over the weekend, and there were no polls. I'm going to give you what happened over the weekend, and we can talk later about what the new polls are showing. It's not good for Joe Biden, and it's not good for the Democrats, and that's good for us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.